hundreds of years to come. I mean, I see the endowment argument out there. It's a much different way of looking at it, but you're right. It requires an incredible amount of understanding and, like you said, marketing to the general public.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't take it as a negative. I'm, at first, to quote somebody famous, you have to identify the problem first.
I know that.
And then see what options you have available. I mean, this might be the best product in the world, but you still got to market the darn thing.
Well,
and that's the problem, is convincing the Alaskan public that this is even bigger and better than what you got right now. And that is going to take a lot of education, plus marketing, and a lot of time to do it. So,
Roger, there is one aspect of your proposal that I really wanted to raise here, and that's the constitutional amendment portion. You actually put all of the earnings reserve fund and all of the constitutional budget reserve fund into the Alaska fund, the Alaska permanent fund, whatever you want to call it. So essentially, there is no other large shock absorber, state savings account for catastrophes, that sort of thing. At least that's my first blush at what's happened here. Is there a way to do this while keeping a budget reserve fund, for instance, available for catastrophes, for instance, $1 billion, $1.5 billion, whatever, and then still you can still have a sustainable revenue stream, sustainable in the sense that the permanent fund will continue to grow and be preserved for years to come, but is it just that the payout is less than on a yearly basis, the amount that's available for dividends, the amount that's available for education or whatever other operations? I mean, you're just saying that, I just want to know, are you saying that there are other ways to do this, to have a sustainable stream of revenue, a sustainable level of spending, or is this the only way, I guess?
I don't know of any other way to convert an irregular flow of money to a regular flow of money. I don't know of any other way. I've never read about another way. I haven't been able to think of another way. I haven't thought about it a great deal. Certainly. As far as the natural disaster concern you have about natural disasters, of course this state could need once it needed about $600 million since the federal government supplied that money when a natural disaster came along, when we had an earthquake. We have in our Constitution a provision whereby the state, the legislature can, without a vote of the people, borrow an unlimited amount, depending on its credit, to meet the needs in case of a natural disaster. We've never had to employ that, but we do have that there. To keep that much money on hand, would be expendable money. If this legislature could, in its wisdom, or could expend at any time, probably certainly wouldn't be very wise. It's much better to borrow it when the time comes, but you need the credit. And what would give the state credit? This system is what would improve the state's credit greatly, because we would have a stable government. We would have a continuing source of repayment. Many lenders, the bond market, capital market, looks for a continuing source of repayment, something the state does not have today.
Thank you, Roger. We have to go to the Senate floor, but I wanted to say thank you on behalf of the committee and on behalf of the legislature for your years of time on this and for coming down to be with us today. How can members of the committee or the public reach you best if they would like to discuss your proposal?
Well, I'm in the phone book in Anchorage.
Okay.
And
you have a website as well, too, right?
My website, alaskafund.com. And
what is it?
I'm sorry, alaskafund.com.
And in fact, on the committee member's handout, his address is up in the upper right-hand corner of the front page. Okay. Thank you very much, Roger. That we're, are we, Senator Ferguson, are we meeting tonight? No.
No.
Okay, we're adjourned.